Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Chof Beis. We are up to Sif Dalet, the second to last line on page Kuf Lamed Ches. We're about to turn on to page 276. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Mevarech al hatova hatova mitiv. When one has a good thing that happens, and he's a partner in the good that happens, he makes a tova mitiv. Even though he's scared that something bad might come out of the good. Kigon, for example, Shemotza Mitzia, he found something, and therefore that is a reason for a tova mitiv. He's very happy. But Viyore Shema Yishoma Lamelach, but he's worried that maybe the king will hear about it. Viyikach Kola Shelo, and he'll take everything that he has. So here something good happens, but he's afraid that through the good it might lead to bad, says the Mechaber, you still make a bracha of atova metiv. And so to the opposite, v'chein mevarach al hara barach dayan ha'emes, and so too, if something bad happens, you make a bracha of dayan ha'emes, afal pi sheyavolo tova mimenu, even though something good is going to come out of the bad. Kigon, for example, shabolo shetef al sadeyu, there's a flood that comes into his field, that's obviously a bad thing. Even though when the flood passes, it will end up being good for him that his field got watered, he still makes a bracha of dayan ha'emes. So the Mechaber over here in Sif Dalet says, we only look at what's in front of us. If something good happens, you make a tova meitiv, even though it will eventually, possibly turn bad. And if something bad happens, you make a dayan ha'emes, even though it will eventually turn good. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan, hey, afal pishiyar, even though you're afraid, Ki ein lanu lehistakil ba'asid. We're not supposed to be looking at the future. She'efsher shelo yakin. Because even though you're afraid that may happen, we're not supposed to be worried about what's going to happen in the future. It might not happen, and therefore, if something good happens right now, you make a bracha about tova meitiv, and we don't worry about the future. Sivkatan vav kigon shematzim etzia v'yorei she'yalilu olav. He's worried people are going to report him. They're going to tell about him. V'yiku esa shelo. They're going to take that which he has. Umairi Shieshlo Anshe Bayis, and obviously, like we spoke out in the Mechaber, we're discussing where he has family members, Shiesh Bazeh Tova Gam Lohem, that it's good not only for him, but also for his family members, and therefore, Vishayel Birchas Atova Meitiv. The Ilavach Yeshlo Varech Rak Shechyanu, but of course, if it's only a good thing that's Nogeh to him, instead of Atova Meitiv, the Bracha would be Shechyanu. That concludes Simon Reish Chavez. Now we're going to begin on page 276. Simon Reish Chav Gimel Mishe Yolda Ishta, one whose wife gave birth, Umeis Morisho, someone that he gets the inheritance from him, dies, Ubona Bayis Chadash, one who builds a new house, Vekona Kelim Chadashim, he buys new vessels, Ma Mevarech, what is the bracha? So the Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, Yolda Ishto Zachar, if one's wife gives birth to a boy, Mevarech Atov HaMetev, he makes a bracha of Atov HaMetev, V'gam hi tzricha levarach kein. Not only does the husband make the bracha of atov ha-metiv, also the wife makes the bracha of atov ha-metiv. Says the Ramah, V'imesa ishto belidata. If the wife dies in childbirth, so then mevarach shechiyanu, then the husband makes the bracha shechiyanu on the baby boy. The haleka atov ha-lachrini. Because as we know, the bracha of atov ha-metiv is when it's good for you and someone else. So when you have a baby boy, it's good for you and your wife. But if your wife dies in childbirth, now it's just good for you. Therefore, you'll only make a Sheikh Yanu. And so too, if the father dies before his wife gives birth to the baby boy, then of course, she will only make a bracha of Sheikh Yanu because it's only good for her. Her husband is no longer alive. This is how it appears to me to answer the Rashba in Siman Reish Mem Hei. Continues Ramah, V'yesha kosvu shenogu l'hakel b'vracha zo. There are those who write that the minog is to be lenient about this bracha. She'en achova el rishus, that it's not a required bracha, it's only an optional bracha. U'mizen nispashet she'rabim mekilun ve'elu ha'brachos. And from here it has evolved that many are lenient about these brachos. So let's see now the Mishnah Berurah, beginning in Sivkatan Aleph, on that which the Mechaber said, very simply, if a wife gives birth to a baby boy, the husband makes a tov ha-metiv, and the wife also makes a tov ha-metiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afilu lo ra'a be'atzmo, even if the father does not see the baby, rak shama kishahaya bi'ir acheres, he only heard the news when he was in another city, that is still grounds to make the bracha. V'chein b'mesh mavur b'siv beis, and the same thing will apply to the halacha that we'll see next time in Mirtz Hashem and Siv Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Aktis of Katan Beis Zachar, so his wife gives birth to a boy, midasasmu ha-poskim, from the fact that the poskim write this din stam, mashma, it implies that filu hayu lo kama zacharim, even if this man had many male children, he had many boys, v'soiv she'evaleid lo bas, and he really wanted to have a daughter, k'dei she'ekayim mitzvah as piri of erivya, so they can ekayim the mitzvah of puruvu, which is one boy and one girl, afilu hachi, even so, im nolad bas, ein mevarach al zeh. If he gives birth to a daughter, he does not make a bracha. So the halacha here is very clear that when you have a boy, you make a hatov ha-metiv. We did not say anything about a baby girl. So the poskim are mashma that even if you have many boys and you really want a girl, to mekayeh pruvu, and you have a girl, there is no bracha on a baby girl. But then the Mishnah Berurah says that's on the birth of the girl. Umikomakum nearly pasha. But says the Chavetz Chaim, it appears obvious to me. The bepan rishon kisheroa osa. The first time the father will see his new baby girl, mevarach bircha shechianu, he will make a bracha of shechianu. The migara mimi sheroa es chaver lacha shloshim yom v'samel b'riyosu the mevarach shechianu. Is it any worse to see your newborn baby girl for the first time and seeing your friend that you haven't seen for 30 days and you're excited to see him that we're going to see later in Simen Reish Chafes Sif Aleph that you make a Shechianu? So even though on the Leda of the girl you don't make a bracha, but when you see the girl the first time, Zakta Mishabura, it's Pasha, you would make a Shechianu. Sifkatan Gimel. But on the birth of the boy, we said you make a Tov HaMetiv. HaTov Lo Dinich Alei B'Zachar. The Tov HaMetiv is it's Tov for the father because he's happy to have a boy. The Gam Tov La, it's also good for the mother. Shegam Lo Nicha Beben Zachar, because it's also good for the mother to have a baby boy. Vafilu Haya Lahem Kfar Kama Bonim. Even if they already have a number of children, they will still make a bracha of Tov HaMetiv on the next son that they have. V'ayim B'Prima Gadim. Look at the Prima Gadim who says, Vafilu Im Lo Berach Tekev Kisheshoma. Even if he did not make the bracha right away when he heard the news, Gam Ken Yevarech L'Kuliyam, he could still make the bracha according to everyone, Da Adayin Atova Nimsheches. Because the goodness is still continuing, and the poskim say, generally, that as long as the simcha still continues, you still feel a joy about it, you could still make the bracha. But I'd like to point out at Bir Halacha over here, the Mishnah Berurah said that even if you have many boys, and then you have another boy, you still make a bracha of Atova Metiv. If you look in the Bar Locha de Vamaskel Zachar, he says, I am Mishabur, which we just did. Uladina Yeshlai and Halacha Lamaisa, there is what to investigate. Im Yeshlo Kamabonim, our case of the Mishabur, where he had many sons. The Ein Lobas, and he has no daughters. Visoiv Shetivalid Lobas, and he really is desiring that his wife should give birth to a girl. Vinola Loben, and she gives birth to another boy. Im Yeshlo Levarech Birchas Atov. Should he really say in that case another Atov HaMetiv Acharei Desof HaDavar Dulonichalei B'Zachar? He really is not happy to have the Zachar. He really wants to have a Nekeva. So would he really make a Atov HaMetiv on the additional boy that they had, V'Tzarachin? So the Mishnah Berurah just points out that even if they have Kamabonim, you still make a Atov HaMetiv. What the Bar Halacha is asking, Tzarachin, if they have Kamabonim and they really wanted a girl, Tzarech Yin, if you'll make a Tov HaMetiv in that case. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis HaKatan Dalet. The Imesa Ishto, the Ramah said, although you'll make a Tov HaMetiv, if husband and wife are both alive, they'll each make a Tov HaMetiv. But the Ramah says, if the wife dies in childbirth, then the father only makes a Shechyanu. Yesh Omrim Da Mechaber Poleg Al Zeh. There are those who say the Mechaber argues with his Ramah, Usrile, the Mechaber holds, Da filu mesa ishto belidita. Even if the mother dies in childbirth, Mevarech Atov HaMetiv, the father still makes Atov HaMetiv. Ukazes Srile Gamke Nataz Ladina. This Lamaisa is how the Taz Paskins Ladin. The time of Shalataz, the reason of the Taz, that even if the mother dies in childbirth, the father makes Atov HaMetiv, is the mikom makom yeshla tova shesh ira zachar ba'olam. Even though she's not alive to appreciate it, but lamaisa, it is a tova for her, it's good for her that she leaves over a son in this world, ayin sham. That is the pshat and the taz and the mashmos of the mechaber, that those who say the mechaber argues the ramah, that even if she dies in childbirth, the mechaber holds like the taz, that you would still make a tova ametiv. Aval, the more you could see a polagaza, the more you could see argues with the Taz, the birchas atov ametiv nitkan rak al hanogashmis. The bracha of Atova Meitiv is only on a Hano Gashmis, velo al Hano Ruchonis Levad, not only on a Ruchnis, like Hano, that the mother, now that she's in the next world, it's good for her, she left over a son in this world. That's a Ruchnitic pleasure that you don't make Atova Meitiv on. V'chein b'lechem chamudos u'levush v'chai odom kula metiku ludino karama. They all say like the Rama, it has to be a physical pleasure. It has to be that you're alive, enjoying the pleasure in this world to make atova metiv. And therefore, these posts agree with the Rama that if the mother dies in childbirth, the father will not make a atova metiv. Rather, he will make a shechiyonu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitis of Katan Hei Bulidita again, the mother died in childbirth. Miloshon zemash melechora, the mesa isa shows achar leidasa. If she didn't die in the actual childbirth, but rather she died a few hours later, mevarach atova meitiv. The mashmos of the Rama is that you would still make atova meitiv because lamaisha she was alive a little bit. The mikomakom nicha haya la mikonim shemesa. She was alive a few hours and then she died. You could make atova meitiv because lamaisha was a simple for both of you. Va'ayim the biralocha. Now, if you look in the Be'er Halacha, the Vamaska Belidita, he's bothered by this. Miloshen zemash melechora, de mesa is a shah achar leidita, v'hulo berach adayin. Like the Mishnah Berurah just said, the mashmos is that if she doesn't die in childbirth, if she lives a few hours and she dies afterwards, it's masha from the Rama, yochel levarach berachas atov ha-meitiv achar shemesa. You could still make as the husband the brach of atov ha-meitiv after the wife dies, al ha-hano shohoi salami kodem, on the hano that she had before she died. However, says the Chavetz Chaim, this is not so poshut, v'yesh litcho, she could push herself very easily. The kevan shekodem sheberach mesa. Since the maisa, at the time he's making the bracha, his wife, the mother of the baby, is no longer alive, ve'ein lo ato hano gashmis v'bno, and right now she has no physical pleasure from her son, shuv lo yocho lomar bracha zu, maybe it's too late to make this bracha. V'dumye demishe gomar achiloso, it's similar to a person who finished eating, v'nizkar shalo berach birchas hamotzi, after he finished his entire suda, he realizes, oh no, I forgot to make hamotzi, sheshuv lo yocho levarach al hano akodemes, it's too late to make the bracha, the hano you had already before. So now that the mother is no longer alive, the fact that she had Hana in the past would not necessarily be grounds for the father now to make the bracha when his wife is no longer alive if Atola Meitiv because of the Hana she got before. That Hana is gone, and therefore, he goes on, kedai to read, but the Be'er Halacha says, this is not so pashut, the mashmos of the Rama, which is that as long as she doesn't die in childbirth, but she dies a few hours later, he could still make the bracha afterwards, that's not so pashut. Avad, if he made the bracha before, he made the bracha before while she was alive, but if she already died, he didn't get a chance to make the bracha, the mashmos is you would make it, but Zot HaChavetz Chaim, it's very not pashut. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitis of Katan Vav Mevarach Shechyanu. So again, we said in the Ramah, if the mother died in childbirth, the father will make a bracha of Shechyanu. Aleidas HaBen, on the birth of the son. El Shemitchila Tzarech Lahaktim Levarach Dayin Ho'emes Al Misasa. But Lamaisa, right now, the husband lost his wife. He had a baby boy, so he would first make a dayan ha'emes on his wife's petira, and then he would make a shechianu on having his baby boy. Why does the bracha of dayan ha'emes come first? The bircha is dayan ha'emes yichova. The bracha of dayan ha'emes is a chiyuv, ukidul el besimen reish chavbeis, the gimel like we just saw, ubracha zude shechianu yesh omrim she'ena el rashus ukilakamei. And this bracha of shechianu on a child, on a baby boy, that's only a rishus according to some, like we saw at the end of the sif, and we'll see more in a moment. So since the bracha of dayan ha'emes is a chiyuv, and possibly the bracha shechianu is only rishus, you'll first make a dayan ha'emes on the ptira of the wife, and then you make a shechianu on the leida of the boy. Sif katan zayin is going on that which the Rama told us, v'yesha kasvu shenogu lahagal b'bracha zo. There are those who write that the minhag is to be lenient about this bracha, pirish, bibircha shechianu, to be lenient about the bracha shechianu, mipnei shi rak rishus, because this bracha is only optional. Sheikur bircha shechianu nitkan, because the ikur bracha shechianu was established al dover haba mizman lizman, on things that come from time to time, kimu adin mekadoma, like a yontif. The yontif comes once a year, so you make a bracha on the yontif, that comes mizman lizman, that's the ikur takon of shechianu. Umizen is pashit. And from here it has evolved, sherabim mekilim b'chola brachos kiyotze ve'ilu, that many are lenient in similar such brachos like birchos hashvach, but zadol chavetz chaim avol eino nochon, this is not proper. Demai di itmar b'gemara shehi rishus itmar. That which the Gemara says is a Rishus, the Gemara says, and if it doesn't say it's a Rishus, it's not a Rishus. And if you look in the Beralacha, the last line of the page, on 276, V'yesha Kasu, that it's only Rishus, Ratzaloma, Yesha Kasu, there are those who write, Tuhu Rishus Mishum De'enu Bab Mizman Lizman. Some say the Bracha Shechyanu, on the birth of a child, is only a Rishus, because it's not something that comes Mizman Lizman. It's similar to buying a new pumpkin. The Savra Gemara Sham the Hurashus, where the Gemara says that that's only an optional Shechyanu. Avaharbe poskim sviruluhu, but many poskim argue and they hold the Huchova, that it is the Chiyat Mikes Shechyanu on having a new baby, or having a new purchase, as we'll see. The time and the reason is, the Dover Shetiknu Chazal Uvarech Mishum Simcha Salev Lo Shaycha Bizman. It's true there is a Takana of a Shechyanu Amuadim and things that come Izman Lizman, but Lamaisa Chazal was also Mesakin a Shechyanu on a Simcha Salev, which has no Shaychus at the time. Elokol Emashin Izdamin. Anytime it happens, Aidea Knia, Simcha B'libam Uvarech Lashem, Al Shezikeu Lovo Lusha Sheish B'Simcha Salev. When you buy a new Kli, which we'll get to the details later, even though it's not something that comes Mizman Lizman, Chazal Masakin, you make a Shechyanu on that. Chazal Masakin, you make a Shechyanu when you have a new baby. So you make a Shechyanu. We don't say that that's optional just because some brachos of Shechyanu are brought down as a Rishus. Doesn't mean all the brachos of Shechyanu are Rishus. It doesn't have to be that it's only Mizman Lizman. It could also be a new Kaniyah that a person has that brings him Simchas Alev, or a new baby that brings him Simchas Alev. That also would be grounds for the Chiyuv of Shechyanu, according to these poskim. I'd like to go back to the very first Bir Halacha on page 276, on that which the Mechaber says, that when one's wife gives birth to a baby boy, the father makes Atova Meitiv. So what about if a person has a grandchild? So Ayin Bel Yerabba Shehevi B'Shem Sefer Chassidim. Bel Yerabba brings down B'Shem the Sefer Chassidim. Dehu Adin Keshenolad Libno Ulabito Ben. So too, if one's son or one's daughter has a baby boy, meaning you had a grandchild, O Shenolad Ben Li Oavo Shehu Tzadik V'Chassid, or one of your very dear friends who's a tzadik and a chassid had a baby boy and you're very excited about it. So too, says the El Yerabba, B'Shem the Sefer Chassidim, that's also grounds for Atova Meitiv. So according to the El Yerabba, B'Shem the Sefer Chassidim, grandparents will make a bracha of Atova Meitiv upon the birth of a grandchild. Omnam, however, Lufi Mashe Ra'isi B'Tshuvas HaRashba, based on what I saw in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Muchach de Pola Galzetz, clear the Rashba argues with the Sefer Chassidim. Shemasik Shom, he ends off over there, Dilav b'chol dover shenene hu v'achirim imo shivarach atova meitiv. The Rashba says, not every case that you get hanon and someone else gets hanon, do you make atova meitiv? Shem kein, because if that was so, afilu akara chadato, even on buying a new pumpkin, yivarach atova meitiv, you make also atova meitiv. V'gan lama sholu b'gemara b'yodish to zachar. Also, why does Gemara ask when one's wife gives birth to a zachar, man ika achrina b'hadei, who else is part of this simcha? V'amru dahasam nami ika ishto b'hadei, and the Gemara says there his wife is part of the simcha. Who needs that? Tipuk lei mishum bonov u'bnei beso, denenim u'smeichem imo. Why don't we just learn out? There are others involved. His children, the household members, they're all part of the simcha. V'afil ha'kol nenim b'lei dasachar. Really, everyone rejoices. Everyone gets to know when there's a birth of a baby boy. So why do we say specifically it's the mother that's rejoicing with the father in order to warrant the bracha of Atova Meitiv if really any other people are grounds to join it together for Atova Meitiv? Ella rather, the bracha zohu tafka bedover sheyesh lo to'elas v'anobo. It's not just that a person's happy about something. It has to be that there's an actual benefit and hano that a person gets. Kiridas Gishamim, like we saw previously, if it rains on people's field that have a shutfus in the field, that's grounds for Atova Meitiv. The Yerusha Sakrovim, two brothers are inheriting a father together, so they both get hanof from, they both get a benefit. Uleinyan Ribu Yayin Shacherim Nenim Vishosim Imenu Imo, and so to the bracha of Atova Meitiv, on a new wine that's brought out where two people are benefiting together, like we learned earlier. Vichain Beledas Ishto Zachar. So too, when one's wife gives birth to a baby boy, yesh la'avul eim hanoos to'elas. There's not only a simcha, but there's actually a beneficial pleasure that comes to the mother and father. Chada, first of all, da'havalei chutru liyada. Number one, they could be like a stick that they could lean on in their old age. They could help out their parents. Umara l'kfura, and they also could help bury them when they die. Vo, not only that, shukiyera cha'avahoim, a child is considered like the thigh of the father or mother. It's an extension. Umidas kol odom te'even lo liyarshan, and everyone desires to have a baby boy that can yarshan them. Ad kan l'shono, until here is the lashon of the Rashba. So clearly the Rashba is understanding that it can't just be that you're rejoicing over a grandchild or you're rejoicing over your friend's child who's a tzaddik, and that's grounds for Atova Meitiv. No, it has to be that it's actually your child and you get the benefit. They're going to help bury you. They'll take care of you in your old age. They'll yarshin you. So that's an actual hanah that you get with the toelas. Only that is grounds, according to the Rashba, to make a bracha of Atova Meitiv. These examples of the Sefer Chassidim brought down, this reason is not shayach. Also by the other poskim, it's not brought down to make atova meitiv on the birth of a grandchild. It is good to limit these brachos where they're not mentioned explicitly. And therefore the Bir Halacha comes out like the Rashba, not like the Sefer HaChassidim that's brought down by the Eliyahu Rabbah, that you would make Atova Meitiv on a grandchild or on your friend's child. It has to be that it's your actual child. That's who the Atova Meitiv is. Again, the reason of the Rashba is there has to be a Hano with the Tuelas that you actually benefit from it, not that you're just happy that your son had a son or that your neighbor had a son. That is not grounds for the Bracha of Atova Meitiv. I'd like to point out a couple of important notes or interesting notes. And that is, first of all, if you look at note number 3, in the 5th line, Misha noda lo bas la'achar shonim rabos, a person who gave birth to a baby girl after many years, shelo hayu lo klal yuladim. So the Mishabura addressed in Sivkotan Beis that even if you had many boys and you wanted a girl and you got a girl to Mekayim Pruvu, you still make no bracha on the girl. But over here we're saying, let's say you had no children, and after many years you were zochot to have a baby girl. Rav Yashiv says, Shi'echolim levarech al shmias leidosa atova meitiv. Zok Rav Yashiv v'chiddish, even though it's not brought down on a baby girl to make any bracha, Rav Yashiv says if it's many years that you didn't have children, you're zochot to have a baby girl, that would be grounds for atova meitiv. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karelitz, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they disagree and they say there was no takana of the bracha of atova meitiv on a baby girl. Now, if you look at the end of note number 5, he points out, Al Ri'iya Bapam Rishona Shal Nechad of Nechda Shenodu. If a person sees a grandchild for the first time, Rosh Hashanah Amud Arba says, She'ein Lavarich. You do not make a bracha like we just said in the Bralacha. She'ein Lanu Elo Chidusho Shal HaMishabura. We only have the Chidush of the Mishabura. He's referring over here in Sifkatan Beis that he says that even though there's no bracha on the birth of a baby girl, but when you see the baby girl for the first time, you will make a bracha of Shachyanu. Says Rosh Hashanah, that's a Chidush of the Mishabura. At the first time you see the baby girl, you'll make a Shachyanu. But we're not going to take that Chidush even further to grandchildren. So not only do we have what the Bir Halacha said, that you don't make a bracha of Atova Meitiv on the birth of a grandson, like the Rashba, but you also will not make a bracha of Shachyanu upon seeing a grandchild for the first time, because that Chidush would be too far, says Rosh Hashanah Orbach. Another interesting point at the very end of the page, second to last paragraph, Misha nodulo tu'umin ben ubas, a person who gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. So Rav Nissen Karel, it says, Shemistabir shebirchas atova meitiv shemavarach aledas b'no. The atova meitiv that you make on the birth of the son, mo'ila gamal ri'iyas bito. So we came out in the halacha that on the birth of a baby boy, you make a atova meitiv, assuming there's two parents. On the birth of a baby girl, you make nothing. But when you see the girl the first time, make a Shechianu, Zuckerness, and Karelitz. If you have twins, a boy and a girl, the Atova Meitiv on the birth of the boy will also cover the Re'iyah of the girl. You will not need to make a Shechianu. The Eino Tzarek Levarach Al Kach Shechianu. Kevan Sheyesh Mokum Lebirchas Atova Meitiv Lochol Gam Aleidas Bas. Because there's room. We don't make Atova Meitiv on the birth of a girl. But Lemaisa, if you're making it anyway on the birth of a boy, there's room for it to be Chal for the girl as well. So you would not make a Shechianu upon the first time that you see her. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky argues with this psak of Nissen Karelitz, and he says, Shetzarach Levarach Shachiana Beriyasa. No, you made a Atala Metav on the boy. That's on the birth of the boy that has no connection to the girl. Kevan She'ein Mokum Lebirchas Atala Metav Lochale. That's Abbas. There is no bracha of Atala Metav that was established on the birth of a girl. So just because you made the bracha of Atala Metav on the birth of a boy that has no connection to the baby girl, which the Mishabura tells us the first time you see her, make a Shachiano. So says Ruchan Kineski, when you see the baby girl the first time, you will in fact make a Shachiano besides the Atala Metav that you made on the birth of the boy. Now, if you look at note number 9 on the next page, he says, Misha nodu lo shnei bonim te'umim bizman somach zelazet. You gave birth to twin boys, one after the other. So he brings over here from the postgame that you would wait some time until they are both born, and you'll make one brach of atova metiv to cover both of the twin boys. Note number 10 discusses, as man sheyesh levarach lechatchila, is legabe shechiron atova metiv al knias kelim chadashim sheizor levarach tekev kodem sheisragel. You should make the bracha right away when you get the new kli before you get used to it. V'stalek asimcha mimenu, and the simcha leaves you. So he says, "Kasev kavachayim b'shem sefer chasidim shemisha bolo b'sura tova." One who gets some good news, lo yachzik tova lemevasro ad shivar trila. Don't thank the one who gives you the news until you make a bracha first. You make the bracha first right away. Achen whoever. Imashmua shenolad lo ben noda lo aydei chilul shabbos rachmana litzlan. If a person hears that he had a baby boy that was born through some kind of chilul shabbos, the Rav Yashiv says, She'ein levarach atov ha-metev b'shabbos b'shashmiya. Then you would not say the baruch of atov ha-metev on Shabbos when you heard it. She'nira ki'ilu eino koev lo chilul shabbos. It makes it seem like it doesn't bother you, the chilul shabbos. Eliyamtin ad motzei shabbos v'yavarach. You would wait till motzei shabbos to make the bracha. Note number 11, we're not going to read, but note number 11 discusses until what point you can make the bracha of atov ha-metev or shechiyanu, and it's all different time frame till the bris, 30 days, oh machlokas, ayin sham, in note number 11. I'd like to end with one more note, and that is note number 12, the gam bircha shechiyanu. Also, when it comes to the bracha shechiyanu, the Biralocha told us earlier, she'ena kavona shehi rishus legamri. Even though we brought down that some say the bracha shechiyanu is rishus, but the ma'is the Biralocha told us earlier, it doesn't mean to say it's total rishus, el she'ena chiyav kolkach. Even the ones that say it's rishus, they only mean to say it's not such a chiyav. Aval mitzvah levarach yesh bazeh. Even they hold there is a mitzvah to make the bracha shechiyanu, v'chein kazem mishabur l'kamon, so the mishabur is going to write later on, Sherishus hainu, that rishus means she'im lo mevarech eino nene shalkach. Rishus just means if you don't make the bracha, you won't get punished. Aval mikol makom roi lizor shel vatla. But it is fitting to be careful not to mevatel to the bracha, and you should make the bracha of the shechiyanu. We will stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Sid Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.